From a republic to more women in parliament to an emissions trading scheme, Bill Shorten has set out his goals during his first speech as leader to the Labor Party's National Conference. Mr. Shorten has told the Melbourne Gathering he wants Australia to be a republic in 10 years, and by that same time, women should make up half of Labor's parliamentarians. Labor delegates have applauded his vow to take on the government on climate change and to implement an emissions trading scheme. But Mr. Shorten has also been booed when mentioning his immigration spokesman Richard Marles. It's a sign of the bitterness at the conference over the plan by the two men to have a policy of turning back asylum seeker boats. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
A Labor conference is all about the leader, and the ALP sees it very likely that Bill Shorten will be taking them into an election soon. He's told the delegates Labor can win it.
Friends, I know there hasn't been a one-term federal government in Australia for more than 80 years, but it's time there was.
Recent Labor victories in Queensland and Victoria after only one term in opposition have bolstered the party's confidence. But its recent history of leadership trouble is obvious. The party president, Mark Butler, touched on it.
We'll need to be united and disciplined. And I'm so glad that we come to this conference today much more united than, frankly, we have been for too many years.
As did the deputy leader, Tanya Plibersek.
Delegates, there is no more powerful word, no more inspiring call to arms in the long and proud history of our great Labor movement than the word unite. We stand together, we work together, we'll win together. But for us, unity has never meant conformity, and solidarity has never meant silence. We'll have debates at this conference because every one of us here is passionate about the future of our nation.
The issue jeopardising unity at this conference is asylum seeker boat turnbacks. Mr. Shorten didn't mention it during his speech, but when he mentioned the immigration spokesman Richard Marles while praising his front benches, at least one person responded with a boo. But the cheers were loud when he called climate change an economic and environmental cancer.
In our platform, we must roll up our sleeves, set an ambitious new goal for renewable energy. By 2030, our aim for renewable energy should be to generate 50% of Australia's electricity. This is how we transform our electricity system. A Shorten Labor government will build an emissions trading scheme for Australia, and we will not be intimidated by the ridiculous, ignorant, fear-mongering scare campaigns that will come. We will win this argument. Let me say this again to our opponents in words of one syllable. An ETS is not a tax. And if Mr. Abbott wants to make the next election a contest about who has the best policy solution for climate change, I've got a three-word slogan for him. Bring it on!
And Mr. Shorten revealed new policy for a republic.
And let us make the next decade the first decade where our head of state is one of us. We can be an Australian republic with an Australian head of state.
And he also has plans for women.
Our goal should be nothing less than the equal participation of women in work, equal pay for women at work, and an equal voice for women across our parliament. So let this conference decide and declare that within the next 10 years, by 2025, 50% of Labor's representatives in parliament will be women.
His speech was generally well received, and when he hugged his family after the speech, his young daughter's cute response stole the show. But some in the party are worried that the next show stealer will be tomorrow's debate on asylum seekers.
Political correspondent Louise Yaxley joins me now from the ALP National Conference in Melbourne. Louise, this speech was a big moment for Bill Shorten. Did he do enough to cement his authority over the party and his position as leader?
Kim, I think that's yet to be tested over the next few days of this conference. Labor certainly sees this as a really important event because it does have this sense that an election is looming, and also because Mr. Shorten's been under some pressure. His personal polling isn't going so well. So they're hoping to position him as a potential Prime Minister with this. That speech started at times a little shouty, a little nervous, but he got across his message about what his values are and where he wants to take the nation. The problem is that, as we heard there are tensions in the party over some policies, particularly asylum seekers, and they're playing out at the same time as it's trying to portray itself as a potential party of government. But it's also emphasising that this is about democracy, it's about having debates, and it's distinguishing itself from other political parties which don't have their conferences in public in this way, and making that a positive, if you like.
As you say, one of the biggest tensions appears to be over asylum seeker policy. If Bill Shorten loses the fight over boat turnbacks, would that be a devastating blow to his leadership?
Yeah, it would be disastrous, and that's why the talks are continuing with the factions between, each faction is continuing to meet about this to sort out how the left can express its view that it has come to, its in principle view that it doesn't support boat turnbacks, while accommodating the fact that if it was to vote in that way, Mr. Shorten's leadership could be jeopardised. The numbers are very tight. There's 197 from the right, 196 from the left, but there's not necessarily sticking to those factions. They're not necessarily being bound by things. So there are talks ongoing about how to resolve this situation, because it is quite tense at the moment on that. Most people expect that Mr. Shorten will get his way, and that there won't be a motion coming forward from that won't succeed that says that Labor should oppose boat turnbacks. And the effect of that would be that the platform would remain silent on the issue, and Labor would be free then to take a policy to the next election which allowed for boat turnbacks.
I'm curious to know, because many people would think that after everything that Labor has been through over the last couple of years, surely the party wouldn't allow its leader to be suffering a defeat like that on the floor of the National Conference so publicly.
No, and that's why these talks are continuing. But there's been some democratisation of the party, so that there's just a little bit more, that the numbers are tight, and it's not necessarily as factionally controlled as some in the past. So, that most are aware that it would be very difficult if they were to let their leader suffer this damage. But then the way that this was announced on the Wednesday just before the conference put it in the spotlight. Mr. Shorten, if you like, brought it on himself with that timing.
Now, what's the political calculation behind Bill Shorten's challenge to the Prime Minister to have a climate change election?
Well, speaking of topics that have been difficult for the Labor Party, there's another one, and the Labor Party's decided on this one to go on the attack, on the offensive, and while it's being somewhat defensive on asylum seekers and really doesn't want to talk about that one, it has decided that it can win on climate change, on talking up renewable energy, on playing down the fears that it could cost jobs in the traditional labour industries of coal mining, that it could be done without pushing up power prices. It is a gamble, it's a big risk, but Labor's detecting a sentiment in the community that sees a willingness to support things like solar power, and a sense in the community that people think the government is a little out of touch on that issue of how to handle climate change and how to encourage renewables.
All right, political correspondent Louise Yaxley there from the ALP National Conference in Melbourne.